Jesus, Jesus, sweet. It's that time. The Prayer Power Live Talk Show. The number one Christian live talk show in Louisiana. Our topics are controversial, always informative, and enlightening based on the Word of God. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, came to the earth to destroy the traditions of men based on law. You may listen to the Prayer Power Live Talk Show on the web at www.kaytfm.com. You are our guest, so phone in now. Phone in your comments. Call the studios at 484-2500. Outside of the area, 1-877-464-2500. Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Mississippi. You can call now. And now, from the studios of KAYT 88.1, the Reverend Carmouche. So phone lines are open now.
Praise God. This is Evangelist coming to you live with Prayer Power. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's another wonderful day, and I just receive all of you out there. I thank God. It's not by coincidence. It's because God has moved you to turn this program on and to listen what he has to say to you. And I want you to know that God has something good for you today. And I believe that he will speak to your heart what words that are going to be said, because words are very important. He wants to communicate with you, and that is very important to have a relationship with anybody, especially God. So right now, I want you to take time and listen well to what God is saying to you today. I've entitled my message or my topic of today, an attitude of gratitude. Being grateful is very important. Not only that, being grateful is very powerful in you. You become very powerful when you are grateful unto God and even grateful unto people. You become very strong, and you need to understand that. You out there, I hope that right now that you can call in as well. We have a number that you can call and for prayer. Pray anytime during the program, you can call in. I'm going to pray with you. I have Bam Bam right here, and right now he's eating breakfast, but that's all right. he needs his strength.
So good morning, Pastor.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I love him very much, I want him to eat. I want to make sure that he's doing well. Anyways, I thank God for him, and I thank God for you, because you become a part of the family of God, and that is important. It is the most important thing in your entire life is being a child of God and in the family of God. So when you die, you go to heaven. Hallelujah. And you have a little bit of heaven even down here when you become a child of God. But call the number. I just want you to call. We can pray for you if you have any comments about what I'm talking about, especially about being grateful unto God, and being grateful unto people is very important. In fact, especially if you know how to be grateful to people, then you can learn how to be grateful to God. There's no doubt about that. So you out there, call the number even right now about being, I want to pray with you too. You know, glory to God. I guarantee you the moment that we begin to pray, I can assure you, first of all, God hears our prayer. There's no doubt about it. He hears our prayers because I believe in God. I believe that he will answer your prayer. He will answer my prayer. He's done it so many times. So I know that he's not going to stop. There's no doubt about it. And for you as well, glory to God. If you don't have enough faith, well, I got some faith. Enough to pull us through and believe for you as well. So call that number, 484-2500. I want to pray with you as well and talk about Jesus. Glory to God. I want to pray. 484-2500, call that number quickly, because we want to make sure that God hears it and God comes through for you. Glory to God. And if you're very far out there and you can't call local, call 1-877-464-2500. It is a wonderful day. It's a good day to be alive. It's a good day to be a child of God, no doubt. Every day is a good day. It's another day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. You need to rejoice. That's what the Bible says. You need to rejoice. In 1 Thessalonians, it talks about, in chapter 5, it says, pray without ceasing, rejoice evermore. Hallelujah. Well, he said, man, be glad, be thankful, glory to hallelujah. And he says, in everything, give thanks. Now watch this, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you or me. Hallelujah. He says it specifically It concerns you and me. Glory to God. So we need to be able to learn to give thanks to God even right now. And this morning, we need to thank God. Thank you, Lord. I'm breathing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm breathing. You know that the giving thanks, it is very, very important. It makes you very strong. It makes you very powerful. Paul was going through all kinds of tribulations, all kinds of problems. He was going through it all. And you know what he said? He said, man, he said, when I'm weak, then I become strong. Why is he saying that? You out there, why is he really saying about this? How can I'm weak and be strong at the same time? What is he really talking about? When you're going through some things, right now, I know you're going through some things. There's no doubt. I don't have to be a discerner of spirits there. You know, a prophet to let you know and by discerning spirit. I already know you're going through some problems because everybody goes through some problems and some are more overwhelming than others. So I want you to understand that it is important what you're going through. Don't try to get away from it. That's the worst thing that you can do. But you need to be grateful unto God that God will pull you through this. This is very important because Paul explains it very well. He says, "But I need help, but because God's going to make me stronger. Even though I'm weak, I'm going to be stronger and stronger and stronger that no matter what the devil throws at me, I'm going to make it. Hallelujah. In fact, it's going to bounce right off of me right back to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are out there. I want you to call the number 484-2500. You're going through a lot of problems. We're going to pray and we're going to thank God that whatever you're going through, it is important to you. He said it. Thank in everything. Now, you're not going to thank God that, you know, I'm sick and all that. That's not what he's saying. You need to thank God that you're going to learn something out of this and you're going to become stronger and you're going to have a stronger faith in God. That's what you have to thank him for, because that's the reason why you're going through a lot of things. And even Jesus said, he said, Paul, he said, I'm going to show you how many things you're going to suffer. Man, whoa, wow. You know, now he becomes born again. He meets Jesus on the road to Damascus. Now watch this. And man, he says, I'm going to show you, Paul, how you're going to suffer many things. Wow, man. You thinking of a God that's going to bring peace in your life and everything's going to be okay and all that. But this is what he tells him. Wow, it blew his mind. He probably didn't quite understand what he was saying. Man, I got to suffer? Glory to God. You know, what kind of God are you? A lot of times we're that way, folks. You need to understand God's ways, because your ways are not God's ways. His is higher, and he knows exactly what you need to go through. But you're going to make it is what Paul was trying to say. And when I'm weak, I'm strong. I'm going to make it at the end. And you need to understand that this is what God is trying to tell you right now. You're going through some problems. You don't need to get out of it. You need to go through it. I'm going to say that again. You don't need to go out of it. You need to go through it so you can become stronger and know that God is going to pull you through. So call the number. I want to pray with you. Whatever you're going through, God's got an answer. Glory to God. In fact, he may give you the answer right now. Glory to God. If we pray,